Well, welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and once again, I'm joined with Pastor Paul Jordan, and we are going to be discussing this last week's sermon. We're in a current series called Jesus and His Threefold Office of Prophet, Priest, and King. And so this last week, we are in the second week of the message or of the series, and we talked about Jesus being the prophet. So, Pastor Paul, is there anything that you'd want to surface from your message? And I think what we could do is just kind of talk back and forth about how we see Jesus being a prophet in the text. And maybe a jumping off point for us would be, I thought you had a really kind of poignant and also like kind of a laughable time in the sermon where you were driving and you pulled over and you parked in front of a fire hydrant to snap a picture of a bus bench that said that had like the name of a number of Old Testament prophets. And then they also had Jesus, and then they also had Muhammad. And I feel like we could also add Joseph Smith, or we could add Baha'u'llah, who came later on. And so all these, so basically the message of the park bench that you saw, or the bus bench, was that Jesus was just one of the prophets, and he was in a long line of prophets, but we would say that the scriptures declare that he is the consummate prophet. Like, he is the par excellence, the number one prophet, and there's none after him, and he's the ultimate one. So let's talk about that from your sermon.
Sure. The whole idea is that Jesus, another key difference is that Jesus, and I think I used the phrase that the prophets came and they proclaimed, they passed on information from God, but what Jesus did is he actually came and brought transformation. So both in his speaking, and that was brought out in the title, both his speaking and his very character of who he is, it sets him apart from all the other prophets who proclaimed what God had said, but Jesus actually provided, provided truth, and he provided, we talked about forgiveness, we talked about proclaiming the word, and that he is actually the word of God himself. So from John 1, we know the verse that says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And again, that sets him apart as par excellence, as I think I termed it, the consummate prophet, in the sense that he is the final authority, far above any other religion or prophets or spiritual leaders that other religions have.
Right. And I thought that was a good point, because you talked about him, and we would say that the scriptures teach that Jesus is the final authoritative prophet message from God. Like you mentioned, John 1, that it wasn't just the word of God, but he himself was the word of God that showed up on the scene here and took up residence and proclaimed his message. And even later on in the Gospel of John, when he leaves, he says, I'm going to send another counselor to you, not another prophet, but I'm going to send you actually my spirit. And his role is going to remind you of what I said. Like, he was kind of establishing, okay, this is the baseline, this is the final word from God, and the Holy Spirit's going to come and remind you of what I said. And you also talked about Hebrews chapter 1, so talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Again, just with Hebrews 1 establishes how God in the past, he spoke through various prophets, but then it says in these last days, he has spoken to us through his own Son. Again, putting Jesus above the other prophets and his message and who he is as well.
Right. And so it kind of seems like there was kind of like an end of the revelation from God through the Son, Jesus Christ. And it reminds me of the parable in Matthew chapter 21, which we talked about, you know, just between you and me before we started recording this podcast. And it's the parable of the wicked tenants, where a rich landowner owns a vineyard, plants the trees and things like that, goes off on a long journey, ends up sending servants to go collect from the fruit, and the tenants say, hey, you know, we're gonna you know, I think it says that they're gonna beat one of them, kill the next one and stone the next one or something like that. And so then the rich landowner says, hey, I'm gonna actually send my son. You know, and I think what Jesus was getting at there was like, okay, there were prophets in the Old Testament that were coming along proclaiming the message of God, but Jesus is the ultimate. Like, he was the final message from God. And so the tenants thought, hey, if we could get rid of this guy, we could kind of live autonomously from God, you know, as far as the parable explains. And that's where you get the quotation from the Old Testament where it says that the corner, or the stone that the builders rejected, has become the cornerstone. Well, you can't build a building without a cornerstone. And Jesus was proclaiming to be that, the final ultimate authoritative word from God. And so I thought that was a powerful passage of scripture. We've also talked about, you know, John 14, if you've seen me, You've seen the Father, kind of sure. just like Hebrews chapter 1 talks about long ago. God spoke to the prophets, but now he's spoken by the Son. There were other passages of Scripture that, you know, that we thought about too, even in Luke chapter 24 on the road to Emmaus. Jesus opens up the minds of the disciples and opens up the Old Testament Scriptures and says, all these things are pointing to me, you know, so I'm the ultimate one. Do you have any more things to add?
Well, just our responsibility to then proclaim to others the difference that Jesus has made, that we want to communicate that he is the Word and that he is the God's ultimate final message, like you're emphasizing.
Right, yeah. And you made that as a point of application to like not just know the theology, but then also to proclaim it with our lives. And so we're excited about this series, looking at the threefold office of Jesus as the prophet, priest, and king. This next week, we talk about Jesus being our priest. And so we hope to see you out at 9:30 or 11 this next Sunday morning. We'll see you then.